Carter, you might look at your watch and you might see that it's 11:30 or so. Yeah. And you say, we better be getting home. Mm-hmm. It's,
getting late.
Blank midnight.
Yeah.
Okay. If you slip and catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place. Yeah. I blank fail.
Yeah.
Like what?
I slipped up.
Okay. Now, if someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
about a few minutes, 30 minutes.
Okay. Now, you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You might ask somebody, how
far is it to a certain place?
All right. Now, if you're pointing out
that direction
nearby, you might say,
over yonder, out there.
All right, and if you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town? You're talking about, you want to know how many times I go to town.
Yes.
So you will ask me what?
Oh, I'd ask you, how often do you go?
Okay. Now, you agree with the friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. Then you say, what?
Well,
and you aren't going to vote for him either. See, your friend
right.
will say, I'm not going to vote for him. Then you say,
I will not either. I'm not either.
Okay. Now, when you go to the barber shop and have your, have him to cut your,
hair.
Right. And then if you had a,
beard. Or
yeah, right. You could have him to shape it.
Mustache and sideburns,
okay.
All that shaped up.
Okay. Where did the old storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
But behind his ear. That's where they used to keep them.
And if someone is mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You have the dentist to look at your
teeth.
Just one.
Two.
Okay, and he says that he has to feel that.
Two.
Okay. The flesh around the teeth is called what?
The gum.
Okay. And you could say that you could hold a baby bird in the blank
palm
of your hand.
Palm of your hand.
All right. And he got mad and he doubled up both?
Wait.
Both?
Feet.
I'm mad at you,
oh,
so
yeah,
I'm doubling up both
of your feet.
Okay. People get old and complaining that they're getting stiff in there.
In their bodies or limbs and so forth.
Okay. And the upper part of a man's body is his...
Is,
this part across.
That's the body part.
Okay. Or you could say that he has a broad...
bust or chest.
Okay. Now, when you're measuring horses, horses are measured in terms of what? How are they measured, you know? Well, let me ask you another way. You have a right one and a left one.
Yeah.
And these are?
Your
are
feet and hand.
All right. Now, the pain ran from his heel all the way up to his, what?
Ankle or knee.
Okay. I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
knee.
Back parts of thighs, especially midway between the knee and the buttock. You're squatting on your...
On your knuckles.
No,
on your hips.
Yeah, okay. Do you know another name for hips? You heard of hunches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, someone's been sick a while. He's up about now, but he still looks a bit...
Bad.
Okay, how would you say he felt?
Well, I would say he didn't feel too good. He wasn't looking too well.
Okay. He's big and...
Robust.
Okay.